أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Surah 82, Al-Infitar, The Splitting Asunder, Makan Period. Title: The expression Infitarat that occurs in the surah's opening verse constitutes its title. Infitar denotes splitting asunder. This surah is, thus, so known for it mentions the splitting asunder of the heavens. Period of Revelation. The surah's subject matter is identical with that of the preceding chapter, Surah Al-Takwir. It may therefore be surmised that both of these were revealed during the same period. Subject matter and themes. The hereafter is this surah's main concern. Ahmad, Tirmidhi, Ibn al-Mundhir, Tabarani, Hakim, and Ibn Murduwai report on Abdullah ibn Umar's authority, the Prophet's statement. One interested in having the first-hand account of the last day should study Surahs Al-Takwir, Al-Infitar, and Al-Inshikak, Tirmidhi, Kitab al-Tafsir. The surah opens with a graphic, vivid scene of the last day. On that day, everyone will know all his deeds. Man is then asked to reflect on Allah's attributes, especially those of mercy and justice. Man is blessed with life and a perfect body, and thus stands out from and above all other creatures, thanks to Allah's favors upon him. So why and how does man entertain the misconception that Allah will shower only His mercy upon him and not recompense him in full? Allah's mercy should not blind man to His justice. Man is eloquently warned that he should not suffer from delusion. A complete record of his deeds is being constantly prepared. Scribes of the utmost integrity have been recording each person's every deed. The surah concludes with an emphatic proclamation that the last day is inevitable. On the day of judgment, the pious will be rewarded with the bounties of paradise, and the evil ones will be recompensed with punishment in hell. No one shall have the power to do anything for anyone else on that day. All command shall be only Allah's.